Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to press on and hold fast for the faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
We have come into this place, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. So let's lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. So let's lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. So let's lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to do just that. We're thine, O God. You purchased us with your own blood. Thou art worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We are your witnesses, Lord, begotten again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. We would glorify you, Lord, in our bodies, in our spirits, which are yours. I would speak as the oracles of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. I would minister as you give the ability, O God. Hallelujah. We would hear what the Spirit says, purpose in our heart to be doers of the work. We would let our light so shine among men, nothing different than us glorifying you in our bodies, in our spirit, which are yours. We would present our bodies a living sacrifice, the same as glorifying you in our bodies, in our spirits. It is the same, Lord. Help us, Lord God, not to be deceived. Much deception, Lord God. Deliver us from slothfulness. Help us, Lord, be what you've called us to be. We would agree with you, Lord. Now are we the sons of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So glorified. Let me see. It says it has to do with worship and praise, honor, exalting, adoring, extolling. So if we glorify God in our bodies, it has to do with worship and exalting it, extolling and it adoring God, rejoicing in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was just looking at my phone, and I saw a clip about our HUD secretary, Housing Urban Development, something like that. HUD. That's one of them departments of the government, Housing and Urban Development. Scott Turner. Of course, he was saying, praise the Lord. He talked about faith, people of faith, and he talked about coalition of faith. There is no such thing as a coalition. Coalition means different. Faith is the same. But I was provoked by that because I used to be in that situation myself. When God first moved up on me, I told you I preached to the soldiers. I preached to everybody. Preached to the first sergeant, preached to the commander. Everybody. Yeah, I did. And I was sort of under that precept, you know, if we could just tell them about Jesus, you know, they'll see the light. And one of the things he said was, I thank so-and-so and I give honor to so-and-so and I thank so-and-so, you know, because of this mighty effort that we put forth to turn America back to its biblical roots. That's a failed mission. Y'all know that. But they're doing it, and they're doing it with great vigor and enthusiasm. We need that, you know, because what we're doing is not only possible, it's sure. So we should do it with great enthusiasm. And, yeah, we should. But I can't seem to stir y'all up. Remember when Brother Stir, you know, I called in, and he said, are the saints stirred up out there, Pastor Rice? He did ask, didn't he? So I guess he's concerned about us being stirred up. No? Oh, Lord, help us. Thank you, Lord. My answer was yes, prophet. We stirred up. I believe we're stirred up. At least I am. Y'all with me? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But yeah, I was of the mind that, you know, we could turn things around or maybe make some influence. Then, you know, I began to grow in grace, as I'm still growing in grace. Being taught, being led, being guided, being tried, being afflicted. So I'm, you know, walking up the King's Highway. And as things open up, of course, they open up. You understand. As you climb up the mountain, you get to see more. So it is with us. As we climb up the mountain, we begin to see more. There's babes, and then there's mature and experienced. It does make a difference. Remember the prophet Samuel and Eli, the priest? Samuel was called of God from his youth. Of course, he had to be taught. So it is with us. We're called of God, but we have to be taught. Still, we have to be taught. But he didn't even know the voice of God. Can you imagine that? A prophet don't know the voice of God? Well, Eli helped him out, didn't he? Well, that's how God does it. Of course, he was a child, so he didn't say, Eli, I'm a prophet. Don't you? Well, see, that's because he was a child. Now, y'all understand what it's like to be a child? And that's the problem we have now. We act like we're grown. But, yeah, the young prophet said, Eli, you called me twice. Eli said, no. Eli knew, though. He wasn't doing right, but he did know the voice of God. That's another thing. I guess we know the voice of God, but that in itself won't make us do right. Okay. So Eli said, I perceive that this God talking to thee. He said, now, When he called again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. See how he taught him to answer? Now, we don't have to be there to know how to answer God. But we're so wise, we're slow learners. If that's how Samuel's supposed to answer God, how are we to answer God? And when is God speaking to us? And how do we discern if it's the voice of God? See? Are we just going to hear it and say, we ain't going to do it? You mean it's the voice of God, and that's the That's the stance we take. Huh? You know, the Bible's full of it. We're full of it. No? Thank you, Lord. So what we should do is say, "Hear my Lord." It goes right. See how I was praying and how I said the same thing different ways. That's the gift that God has given me. That's the truth. Whenever you, ever how you say it, it's the same. You know, come on. What was that? There's something about somebody turning numbers around. They gave him 77. Isn't that, turn that around, you rascal? That's how the truth is. You, wherever, whichever way you turn it, it's upright. Yes, it is. You can't turn it. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So this is common deception here. Now, who knows? Scott Turner might be one of God's children. Yeah, maybe you'll hear something like I'm saying. I mean, Brother Sarah's been saying it a long time. He might hear it from, sure. And if he's of God, he'll prick his heart and turn him around. Absolutely. He'll drop hood like a hot potato. It's, man, I'm wasting my time. It's time to seek the Lord. You know, I got to come out of this stuff. Be separate from this. This is not my calling. You know, I'm of God. And one of the fallacies with situations, organizations like this, though they name the name of God, they say anybody that named the name of God is of the faith. That's not so. The other thing, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says prayer is one of our most effective weapons. How about that? Well, how much do we believe that? You don't have to answer. Thank you, Lord. It is the truth, though. You know that? Prayer. Prayer is not saying words. Praising God is not saying words. We say words, but that's not the prayer. Everybody understand? Loving is not saying, "I love you." Huh? No, 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 no. So, I know that you know that. I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to be distracted. We know that God is God. We owe him everything. We shouldn't hold back anything. We should deny ourselves and take up our cross. Yeah. And I talk like that. I expect to see people moving in this faith. But I'm disappointed so much. But I still believe God. You understand? I still believe God. I still believe God. That's not of myself. It is my testimony. Do you have one? Then you better use your testimony so that you can overcome. Y'all see how I use my testimony? Yeah, okay. Learn, see how I use my testimony. Huh? The testimony of Jesus Christ. Picked me up, brought me out. Hallelujah. What should I do? I should tell of the wondrous works of God. Well, we already know. I'm still going to tell you. Huh? John said, "I write not these things because you don't know. So I write them because you know. And I tell you my testimony. Don't you know?" Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, prayer is a most effective weapon. But we haven't come into the full agreement with that. Huh? Are y'all kind of quiet? I was just listening to Brother Simon preach. He was talking about the power of God. He said the same power that saves us is the power that heals us. You know he said that? Maybe it's a different power. Huh? Maybe God have to go to a different agency, huh? Huh? Department of Healing for this and Department of Salvation. Huh? He is the power. All power's in his hand. Hallelujah. So, you know, we often say it like this, salvation and healing in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Same power. Appropriated by the same means. By faith. Huh? By faith. By faith. Faith is what God gives you. It's not compatible with your carnal mind. No, it's not compatible. Huh? With the way you do things, way you perceive things. It's just not compatible with you. Thank you, Lord. It's not compatible to our own understanding. And this is an enemy of our faith. Our own understanding. Is this not scripture? Well, let me tell it to you. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't that mean it's an enemy of our faith? Huh? Don't trust in uncertain riches. I see. But trust in the living God who giveth richly all things to enjoy. What do you need? Yeah, ask him. Yeah, don't try to defraud your brother. Yeah, ask God for what you need. Huh? The Bible says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more does thy heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to his children? Now, we should hold to the faith and stop acting like God is trying to rip us off. That's not a good testimony. Our testimony is what the Lord has done for us, even though we're undeserving. Now, make sure you tell it right. Huh? Brother Branham said, make sure you say it like I say it. Huh? Yeah, he's done great things for us. We're undeserving. Huh? What we deserve, Jesus Christ took on himself. Yeah, we should make sure we give our life to giving him the praise and worshiping him. Yeah, and surrendering to him. That's what we should do. Everything's not saying that, you know. No. There's spirits, there's motions that say, no, y'all don't need to do too much. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Huh? Don't y'all get beside yourself. Now, what would Brother Stair say about getting beside yourself? See, y'all won't even talk back to me. See? Huh? You want to hide under your falsehood, don't you? Y'all believe what the prophet said, don't you? I know you believe. What do you say about getting beside yourself? I see. Well, Pastor Rice, we have to put that in context. I see. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm just excited to be in Jesus. And again, that's just my testimony. I've earned it in no way. I deserve it in no way. I do have it in some way. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. In every way, in any way I can, I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to glorify God. Hallelujah. He is worthy, Makia. Oh, thank you, Lord. So Mr. Turner is going about trying to reprove all the world. Here's what the scripture said, I think, to the prophet Jeremiah or Ezekiel. He says, show Jerusalem her abominations. Huh? He said to Isaiah, cry aloud, spare not. Show my people. See? If my people. Of course, they say all these coalitions are God. They're not. Huh? No, they're not. God's people are not coalitions. And they're one. Now see, that's what we got to get out of us. Huh? We're not coalitions. We're born of the same spirit. We have the same God. We have the same Father. Same faith. Same hope. And if you hold anything else, you're a fool. Hallelujah. So he's all we got to talk about. He's all we got to hope in. He's all we got to live for. I'm going to hold to it. You're not going to move me aside. Huh? You're not going to move me aside. I ain't got nothing else to do but give myself to God. Now, if we're not careful, we'll find something else to do. Absolutely. And we'll justify it too, you know. I got to feed my family. You know, got to clock in. You know, got to do this. Well, what does the Bible say about that? It said we shouldn't seek those things. What to eat, we shouldn't seek those. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. What to wear said we shouldn't even seek after those things. What we should do is seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He'll give us food to eat. He'll give us clothes to wear. He'll supply our need. That's what the scripture said. And you mess around with the world, they'll move you away from that. Just by being in their presence. You don't have to listen to them. Come on, it'll jump off on you. You say, well, I got to go to my job. I got to do this. See? And Yahweh said, look here, all you have to do is seek my kingdom. Seek my righteousness. You don't have to seek that stuff. I'm a good father. Yeah, I give my children whatever they need. All they need to do is seek my face. Do my will. Give themselves to me. Oh, you know there's a word they call vibes. Huh? You won't get these vibes from your kinfolk. We got a reception report the other day. Guy was from Japan. He sent us an offering, 1,000 yen. Wasn't worth a dollar. Maybe it was worth $6. Well, we thank God for it. But you would think 1,000 yen, man, we'd have something, some coins to jingle. But he said, he said he's a Christian. He's go to a place of worship. He said, I listened to this, your message. He said, it has some prophetic vibes. apocalyptic vibes. I understand vibes. It's same as spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we are of some spirit, you know. We need to understand what spirit we're of. We need to try the spirit upon us. Huh? Make sure we're in the right spirit so we can make right judgments. It's very important. Hallelujah. Now, we're judging now, aren't we? So make sure we do the other stuff first. See what spirit is on us. Well, Pastor Rice, be done soon. I've got to go do this. Is that the spirit on you? We've heard this stuff before. Nobody going to be saved by that crap, Pastor Rice. I've heard it all. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. Again, that's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. You're here to hear, so maybe that tells you God wants to save you. Hallelujah. He's given you faith. Maybe that tells you that he wants to save you. But you have to hold to the faith because that's how he saves you. That's how he gives you things. Yeah, that's how he gives you things. That's how he gives you things. So in our unbelief, God can't give us. He'd be a liar. If in our unbelief he gave us, then whatever we receive from God, we'll have to receive it by faith. So knowing that, we should be more diligent to fight this spiritual battle. We should be. And the weapons of our warfare, they're just not carnal. They're not of our own understanding. They won't fit in there. They're not compatible with. They are opposite from. So people find things to do because they somehow come to the conclusion they're more important. You know. You would do the most important, huh? That's why men go about doing everything. They take no thought for the care of their soul. It's just important, but not as important. You know, that's the state that all men are in until God moves on them. That's the first work of grace. Huh? Yeah. It shows us our wretchedness. It convinces us. If not, we've not met grace. Hallelujah. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. That same grace, my fears relieved. What a mighty God we serve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first showed forth the faith. Hallelujah. Now faith is. This is to help you in your faith. Y'all believe that? All right. Make sure you receive it as such. Don't y'all be making fun of my shoes or picking at my pronunciations. Hear what the Spirit says. You have ears to hear. Here's God's commandment to you. Then hear what the Spirit said. Don't be rebellious. The world's not rebellious in that sense. They have no ears to hear. So I have nothing to tell them. No, I have no message for the world. No message for the Baptists. None for the Catholics. None for the Church of God in Christ. I have no message for them. My message is to the people of God, the children of God, the born of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know that's what the book is written to. You don't think the Bible is written for the devil, do you? Oh, he's in it, but it's not for him. You understand? Huh? It covers the whole spectrum. Yeah, all those going to hell, but it's not written for them. No, it's not. Written for you. It's for your learning, for your admonition. Be admonished. Learn. Hallelujah. I'm going to be done soon, Charlene. Hallelujah. So who knows? Maybe Mr. Turner will be enlightened. Then he'll stop trying to enlighten the world because they can't be enlightened. Huh? The God of this world had blinded the minds. The God of this world had blinded the minds of them that believe not. Thank you, Lord. And HUD is not a Christian organization. None of that government stuff. Huh? God has a government. It's in you. You know the government of God is in you? Hey, y'all be governed now. Don't be rebellious. Huh? Make sure you give honor to your God and your country. Right? Huh? He said, Mr. Turner said something about you patriots. Well, come on now. We're not patriots. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are of a country, though. And we love our God and we love our country. Is that all right? That's because he loves us. But we're not in our home, though. We're sojourners. We're going home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. Hallelujah. Well, the truth is God is going to come and get us. Hallelujah. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And this is our endeavor now, to be wherever the Lord is. See? Hallelujah. To be wherever the Lord is. Now, where you want to be? Who you want to see? Now, we've heard about the streets of gold and the gates of pearl, but we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, we want to see Jesus. Glory. Hey, we want to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know where he is? Make sure you believe that now. Otherwise, you won't see him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm going to get through this if the Lord help me. Oh, help me, Lord. So, numinous, we've talked about numinous, which is spiritual and extraordinary things, but they're not necessarily godly or holy or righteous. And the world is full of that stuff. God's people mix their hands in that stuff. You know, witchcraft is one of them. When I go downtown sometimes, I hardly ever go, but usually I see that palm reader there on Bell's Highway, and usually a vehicle there too. They make money. Yes, they do. Huh? How about that? Now, you all wouldn't go by the soothsayer, would you? Well, to be careful now. Be careful. Be careful, because the book is full of God's people going to the soothsayers. He says a wonderful and horrible thing. Yeah, how about that? They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water. And then they've gone to the soothsayer. Huh? They've gone to the tea leaf reader. They look to the pronosticators. They read the horoscopes. Huh? They talk to the kinfolk. Woo! Glory, glory. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. So, yeah, the world, they get excited about these, you know, things that are supernatural. And they are supernatural. They're not of this world. But remember now, there's evil spirits working, and they're supernatural. Huh? Supernatural to move you away from the faith. Absolutely. You better believe they're supernatural enough to move you away from the faith. Because since they are supernatural, they present themselves as angels of light. Even though they're wolves, they put on sheep clothing. See? And they work their wonders. You know that, don't you? So, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. See if it be of God. We know how to do it. So you go ahead and check yourself out. That what spirit am I of? How am I receiving this? And the Bible talks of several ways. In Ezekiel, it says, those people say, hey, come, let's hear what the word of the Lord is. Hey, let's go. Daily bread, saints. We're going to listen to Brother Rice preach. We ain't going to do what he say. Y'all know that's in the book. Does that pertain to you? Oh, thank you, Bakia. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, exactly. We're going to go listen, but we. Y'all don't know what's in the book? Do you know why it's written, though? Yeah, what wretched folk there. How crazy would they be? They say, let's go hear the word of the Lord. And then purpose right in their heart. We ain't going to do. Who would do that? Who would do that? Huh? We ever talk to ourselves like this? Hallelujah. Yeah. Why is this written? Why am I reading that? Why is this being preached to me? Is that how we do it, Brother Driver? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is real. I know. Because he's real to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about this Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll pick you up and turn you around, put your feet on solid ground. Huh? Yeah, your need he'll supply. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, he's a healer. Thank you, Lord. Blind eye healer. Yeah, hey, Brother Malone, make the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Make the dumb to talk. Hallelujah. Y'all believe this? Yes. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyway. It is the truth, you know. I'm sure I offended you, Charlene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Okay, good. Good, 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 good. Thank you, Lord. So just because something is spiritual, supernatural, yeah, that's how the enemy gets his prey. As I work his work. Yeah, he's a supernatural being, you know. He's an angel. Yeah, he's just a dark angel. You understand? He is an angel. He has power. He has authority. He got it from God. And it's given unto him to make war with you. So think it not strange. That's my scripture, you know. I'm going to read it. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help my. Help me, Jesus. As every man have received the gift, and every man has his proper gift of God. But as we receive the gift, we should so minister the same one to another. If you have a gift, make sure you use your gift to edify your neighbor. Huh? Come on. Don't say I know, but I can't tell you. Don't do that. Go ahead and edify your neighbor. Edify your neighbor. But whatever, let your words be for edification. Huh? The spiritual gifts you desire, it's all right. But make sure you seek to excel to edify. Huh? Hallelujah. And we endeavor to minister the same one to another because we're stewards. Which means what we have is given to us. So it's really not ours. It belongs to God. He gives it to us to use it for his purpose, for his glory. That's even your body. That's even your mouth. Well, well, well. Wait a minute, Lord. Wait, how far are we going with this, God? Huh? You mean I'm supposed to use my mouth for you? Really? How am I going to cuss Neil out? Huh? How am I going to tell lies then? How am I going to do my backbiting? Huh? You mean I got to use my mouth to glorify you? Come on, driver. How far are we going to go with this? Huh? Can I get in my doldrum and act like God ain't God? Come on, driver. Get out of that stuff, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if we understand stewardship, we have nothing for us. We're not for us. We're for God. To please him. For his glory. Understand that. Now, of course, we get great benefits of being in this position, but it's not for us. It's for him. And since it's for him, we're partakers of it. Is that all right? So I'm not going to be satisfied. This is mine. Well, it's not yours. Understand that? The glory belongs to God and him alone. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I don't want to get mean this morning, Lord. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean. I is encouraged. Hallelujah. Yeah, one of the things that encouraged me is God give me opportunity to answer for myself every day. Hallelujah. So I can sanctify the Lord God in my heart and be ready always to give an answer to anyone that asks me for a reason for the hope that is within me. Hallelujah. I hope to be like Jesus. I hope to see him as he is. I hope to hear him say, well done. I want to hear him say, well done. Well done, who have been faithful. Enter thou into the kingdom prepared for you and my Father. I want to hear him say it. We won't be able to bribe him. That's how they do in the world. They do whatever they want to do, and then they give their little gift, and they get a good mark. Not so with God. Not, he's a righteous judge. He's going to give to every man according as his work shall be. Don't you think that we're going to lollygag and be slowful all this time, and the king is going to come and say, well done. That is not going to happen. Make sure you understand that. Don't believe them seducing spirits. They lie to you. They're after your soul. Absolutely. Hear the word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this is manifest all the time, whether we think what we have is ours or whether we even believe that we belong to ourselves. We can't hide that, you know. Absolutely. Why do you think it says in the book, they say my lips are my own? Y'all know that pertains to us? It don't provoke you, though, do you? Are you still going to do what you want to with them, huh? Oh, it's my thing. Come on. We're going to do what we want to do, huh? Ain't we? Oh, yeah. Pastor Rice ain't going to tell me what to do. Well, I'm going to tell you. You might not do it. I'm going to tell you because God told me to tell you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, manifold grace. If any man speak, preacher, teacher, brother, sister, any man, let him speak as the oracles of God, which means it's the same as speak that which becomes sound doctrine. These two things are the same. Speak the truth to your neighbor. That's the same. See how the truth is the same? So when we err from the truth, we're without excuse because everywhere we go, the truth is there. Hallelujah. There are signs everywhere that go this way. So speak as the oracles of God. That which is good for the use of edifying. That which minister grace to the hearers. See, don't tell lies on your neighbor. And if you don't know, it must be a lie. You understand that? How are you going to validate it? Come on. If you know, it's one thing, but if you don't know, then it's probably a lie. Come on. There are things we do know. Let's speak those things. The things you've learned, the things you've seen, the things you've heard. You've been with Jesus? Speak those things. Praise the Lord. Did he forgive you of your sin? Well, tell somebody. Hallelujah. Did he heal your body? Then tell somebody. Glorify God. Say, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Come on. Say like old Tim, I was a thief, but I don't steal no more. Yeah, how about it? Glory, glory. I was lost, but now I'm found. Hey, I was blind. Now I see. Come on, say. Glory. Woo. Where's Larry? Oh, there he is. Oh, don't let me be mean, Lord. I want to be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sure, you all by yourself. You read them all off. What a wonder you are. Hallelujah. That's another one of these seemingly strange things. You know, all these sisters were sitting here. One gone to New Zealand. I don't know where this one's gone. One gone there, one gone there. There's only a few. Listen to me. There's only a few here in their assigned seats. That everybody else mostly have found. And they find no problem with it. No, they don't. I guess they see as men. That's not how God sees. He don't see as men. Hallelujah. Here's what Brother Stair said about that. He says, not good to leave the place God put you. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to stay in my place. Brother Terry admonished me. He said, Pastor Rice, stay in your place, man. He said, I'm glad you're still in your place. He said, since you're in your place, it encouraged me and it helps me. So you stay in your place so you can encourage me and help me. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I see it, but I don't know the full of it. But I noticed that this table used to be full. Dorothy spent too much time there. See? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do endeavoring to do that as of the ability which God giveth, So I'm endeavoring to do that. But we're all ministers. And, you know, as we have ministered to the saints and do minister, this is continuing. Well, I'm done. No longer minister to Brother Warren. No, we have ministered, and that's our ministry. To minister to the saints, to serve one another. Not to bite and devour, to serve one another by love. Hallelujah. Which means you may do it and they may not show any appreciation, or maybe not much. They may not even discern that you're serving them. That's not your business. That's not your business. Serve one another by love, because you're serving the Lord Christ. Huh? Hallelujah. So you treat them just like you were at Jesus Christ in you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, God giveth, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ. See, it's always the purpose that God be glorified. Yes, that's always the purpose. Glorified, that he be worshipped, he be adored, he be exalted, he be esteemed above all. It's whatever it is, we want to make sure that God is glorified. We're here, but let God be glorified in it. We're here in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we're here in submission. We're here in obedience. We're here in the faith and hope of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now here it says, beloved, think it not strange. So that's one of my go-to. You understand? Whenever I begin to think of something strange, I have to go to it. And like I told you, this is something that is kind of strange. That's kind of strange. See? Strange. That's strange. But I have to hold to it, think it not strange. I really have to work at that. Huh? I mean, this is my instruction. Yeah, we got a place here prepared, and folk won't take advantage of it. Well, I have to say, beloved, think it not strange. You know, I got to work through that. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, you're going to stand and preach every day. Well, think it not strange. think it not strange. You're going to reprove us? You're going to tell our darkest secrets? Absolutely. Or you'll make known that the Spirit will make known the secrets of our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, yeah, this is the one that came to me this morning. Thank it not strange. Because, you know, I'm talking to God. I said, why is this, Lord? Why is that, Lord? Why is this, Lord? I'm actually saying that. The why? This is what he brought me to. Hey, that's what I got out of it. That's what I got out of it. So I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. I'm going to do it just like this. Hallelujah. I see you folk come here and don't want to pray. I'm going to think it not strange. Hallelujah. You come here and separate yourself from the members of the body here. I'm going to think it not strange. Huh? Hallelujah. That's what God gave me, because the things I see, yeah, I said, my God. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As though some strange thing has happened unto you. So, you know, this is not just for me, it's for you. Absolutely. This is instruction for us. Knowing that there's many things that will appear strange. And some things ought to appear strange. You know, since we're new creatures, stuff that used to be familiar to us ought to be strange. That's God's requirement. But even in this new walk and new eyesight, ears and eyes to hear, there's things that are going to appear strange. Huh? Absolutely. I mean, come on. A God who loved the world enough to give his only begotten son and mostly reject it. That is strange. Well, think it not strange. Think it not. And in fact, what you should do is consider yourself. You know, when we act like we don't get won't get beside ourselves, there's something wrong with that. Yeah, there's something lacking there. Huh? Oh, yeah. People do all kind of things for their children, for their dogs, and for their cats. You know it? Absolutely. I keep saying, don't let me be mean, Lord. I don't want to be mean. But I use the experiences around here. Uh-huh. I see y'all every day. We see you too, Pastor. I'm counting on that. I'm counting on that. See me give God the glory. See me show forth the praise. Hallelujah. Well, we're headed to the dining hall. And I hear cussing and fussing. Huh? What is it? I'm telling the truth. I hear cussing and fussing. Owen heard it too because he went over to investigate. Yeah, forgive us, Lord. Thank God for that, huh? I mean, it was Dorothy, man. She was on the warpath. And I turned to Rose and I said, well, you see, she's like some others. When they want to, they can raise their voice. Yeah, we see it in here. They sit like dummies until they won't do it for the glory of God. They'll do it in rebellion. See, that's how Dorothy is. You could hear her over the whole community here. You bastard, you, I'll kill you. Absolutely. What got her provoked? Well, her cat. See, that boy, not her God. She won't lift a voice for her God. Come on. The first thing I said was, just like some others, they lift their mouth, they raise their voice for whatever, not for the glory of God. You ought to be ashamed. See, I knew all the time that you could do it. Yeah, Dorothy didn't have me fooled. I knew she could raise a voice. Huh? We got proof. Not only raise a voice, I mean get animated. What was it about? Well, it was about the cat. Hey, it was about the cat. Hallelujah. Huh? So where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Huh? I'm endeavoring to provoke you to love and good works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't go looking for that, but I saw it. So if I see it, I believe God wants me to see it. Especially since I don't go looking. I really don't. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Think it not strange, saints. That's what it says. So I've got my definition. I think in the Latin flavor, it means something like without or on the outside. Well. Makes sense, doesn't it? Foreign, alien, of another place or locality. Number two, not previous known, seen, or heard, or experienced. Bible speaks of things like that. Huh? Noah was warned of such things. Huh? But he moved with fear. He moved with fear. And, of course, we see things like that every day. We'll see them today, and then we'll see something tomorrow that we've never seen before. This is the time that we're in. Hallelujah. Unfamiliar, unusual, uncommon, extraordinary. Four, it says queer. Yeah, how about it? Peculiar. Odd, Another application is reserved, distant, not familiar, unaccustomed. How about that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So men working that which is unseemly, well, think it not strange. It is strange, but think it not strange. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Of course, with their subversion and turning things upside down, it's things that are commonly seen. Even though they're still strange, they're not strange in that it's not familiar to see them. It's strange in that it's upside down and backwards. It's contrary to the righteousness of God. It's contrary to the word of God. It's just contrary. Hallelujah. I mean, diametrically. You understand? Stand up, sit down. Sit down, stand up. And when I say that, I was reminded of the time we were in the tabernacle. And I say, let the congregation stand. And some group sit down. And I say, okay, you may be seated. They would stand up. And they did it purposely. And there was agreement with some that didn't do it. That's always the case. I don't think it's strange. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. That's why they hung around here as long as they did. They had support. Absolutely. They may have, may still have support. Not enough to keep them here, though. Learn a lesson now. Learn a, not enough to keep them here. Uh-huh. Righteousness prevails.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You mean the folk here that was in the Greek? Absolutely. You know that. You know that. Hallelujah. For whatever reason. Not for the cause of Christ. You know, that was measured according to what they were seeking. You know that. Pastor Rice is here and he's trying to take over and take all of our good stuff and remove us from all the stuff that Brother Stir instilled in us. That was the general spirit. See? I just speak it openly. We ain't still a trace of it, you know. Not enough to prevent us, though. You see, here I am. All right? Hallelujah. I'm giving God the glory. It's nothing I can do. No. Praise God. I'm in his hands. Who can resist it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I endeavor to take nothing away. I want to give. See? The same with God. But you know how we get this notion that God's trying to take from us. Only that which is harmful. Only that which causes death. Only that which causes separation from him. That's all God wants to take from him. That's so he can give. Huh? Fellowship with him. Fellowship with the saints. Communion with the Holy Ghost. See? Well, yeah, God's taking stuff, and he will take it. So, I mean, you belong to him. He's going to make sure that you're his. You understand that? He's got to claim his portion. That's us. And here we are acting like we are our own. We belong to Jesus. Y'all heard about the cross? Really? Y'all know what happened on the cross? Well, he purchased you, you know. Yeah, he purchased you. Your lips too. Amen. Hey, Charlene, the blood paid for your lips too. How about that? And your feet? Hallelujah. Glory! He purchased all of you. And here we want to hold back. Well, you know, there's the society, norms of society. To hell with them. There's the word of God. There's the spirit of God. There's the peace of God. There's the understanding of God. There's the promises of God. There's God and God, and it always will be God. Are we going to be in bondage by social norms? The world's not, they don't even bound the world. You know, it's not a social norm for men to be with men. They made it so. And you won't get beside yourself for the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'll be done shortly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Being known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man has preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. What a message, huh? And that by him all that believe are justified from all the things which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. Woo, glory. And you have been justified. Hallelujah. Freely by his grace. Justified by faith. Lord, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. Just let go, brother. Huh? What did the man tell you when you were tearing for the Holy Ghost?
Gotta let your tongue go.
Come on, driver, let your tongue go. Let your tongue go, driver. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. What good advice, huh? Now we have to put it in context because we are good to let it go. But, huh? That's when we got the reins up. We won't give it to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, driver. Hallelujah. Come on, Charlene. Praise the Lord. Yeah, let go and let God. Hallelujah. Beware lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. And I found it in Habakkuk. First chapter, therefore the law is slack. Help me, Jesus. And judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Okay. For lo, I will raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. I'm going to turn you over to the heathen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 5, go ye up on her walls and destroy. The Lord sending them forth, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt treacherously, very treacherously against me. Hallelujah. So I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel. It is a mighty nation, an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Thank you, Lord. Their quiver is as an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. They shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flock and thy herds, eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy cities when thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Why is God doing this to us? Then shall thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Hallelujah. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins hath withholding good things from you. All right, not me. I'm a righteous God. I'm a cheerful giver. Bountifully I give. Hallelujah, but your iniquities have turned away these things. Your sins hath withholding good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait. As he that setteth snares, they set a trap, they catch men. They catch men. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper. In the right of the needy, they do not judge. Shall not I visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? He says a wonderful and horrible thing. This is the same as a strange thing. A wonderful and horrible thing has happened. It's committed in the land. What is it? The prophets prophesy false. And the priests bear rule by their means. What about my people? They love to have it. That's a wonderful and horrible thing. Hallelujah. However, they get not strength. Huh? They compliment each other. You understand that? That's what it means. My people love to have it, so they are the ones that don't want to know the truth, want to seek their own. They need these soothsayers. Yes, they do. They need the ones that tickle the ear. They need the ones that, yeah, the hirelings. Absolutely. Absolutely. They love to have it so. Praise the Lord. Oh, someone's going to tell you the truth and reprove and rebuke. Yes, amen. Rejoice. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jeremiah 2, as the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets. Why? Because they have turned their back unto me, not their face. They say to their stocks, thou art a father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. Huh? Yeah. They have turned their back unto me and not their face. But in the time of trouble, they will say, arise and save us. And this is sort of like Mr. Turner and this mindset. You know, they're just abominable. They don't honor God. They don't serve God. But now they're going to say, hey, God, save us. Save us. Save this wicked nation. And you know God's not going to hear that. Absolutely not. He's going to save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. But here's what he's going to say to them. He said, your gods that you've been serving, hey, call on them. See if they can help you. Huh? Praise the Lord. Call on the Constitution. Huh? Call on the Department of Justice. Surely we can get some justice there, huh? Hey, Department of Justice, come on over here. Praise the Lord. How about the Department of Commerce? Sound like all the Hindu gods, huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Huh? Defense Department, defend us. How about it? Praise the Lord. Ain't I doing good, Shirley? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, man, where are your gods that you've been serving? Let them arise and save you in the time of trouble. Thinking, this is God's answer, you know. Hallelujah. He said, for according to the numbers of thy cities or thy gods, y'all got a God for everything. A department for everything. Absolutely. Y'all imagine Department of Justice? And no more corruption. That's where it all comes from. Absolutely. Y'all don't believe that? Yeah, it's by the precept of men. Hallelujah. Well, is God just? Men have trouble with God, you know. You know why? They're not right. That's why Cain had trouble with Abel. Abel was righteous, but Cain had trouble with him. So when men have trouble with God, automatically it just, you ever have trouble with God? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, either directly or indirectly. You know, when we complain about Terry, where'd Terry come from? Who put Terry here? Who put Terry here? Come on. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to finish up, all right? Hallelujah. Zephaniah, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Even though he had separated them, he still considered them his people. Y'all know that. Judah and Jerusalem, they're still God's people. They call themselves being different than the others. They're all the same. Transgressors. God still owned them. How about you? You still belong to God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guest. I'm going to get back up to the other one. I will stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place. In the name of Cameron, with the priest, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord and that swear by milk. How about that? And them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired of him. They just do what they want to do. Hallelujah. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He has bid his guest, and it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the day of the Lord's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children, listen to it, and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Hallelujah. What are you going to have on, brother? The garment of praise. Hallelujah. For the spirit of heaviness, the armor of God on the right hand and on the left, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, glory, glory. Have my feet shod with the preparation. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Strange apparel. My God, my God. In the same day, also I will punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. The great day of the Lord is near and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty men shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Well, you got to let that tongue go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good advice. In context now. A day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities. And against the high towers, I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men. See how, why God is not mocked? Because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust. See why God is not mocked? In their flesh as the dung, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them, nor their titles, and their lofty positions. Hallelujah, shall be able to deliver them in the day of God's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. But he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Many shall be deceived thereby. Oh, we are sure that the judgments of God is according to truth. Y'all know that? He's a righteous judge. According to them which commit such things, you know, we judge others and we ourselves are found doing the same thing. Don't you know we have the same judgment? Yeah, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. But thou that judgest doeth the same thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them which do such things and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. Hallelujah. Let's take it to heart. So, you know, if we're going to preach about Mr. Scott Turner and all the other folk, understand God's judgment is the same. It's the same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we don't want to be found trusting in anything but the living God. We don't want to give allegiance to anybody but God. Huh? We don't want to be bound to anybody but God. Huh? Surrendered and subject to nobody but God. We want to be holy at the Lord's. And we are, you know. Y'all know we belong to Jesus? Absolutely. Now, he's got a controversy with us. He's purchased us, and here we are, acting like we are our own. You know, that's what we preach about every day. Hallelujah. Of course, we'd say, well, you know, if I knew the Lord's will, I'd do it. You lie. Show it to him in the scriptures. You still lie. You know, come on. Yeah, you lie. You're inexcusable, old man. Hallelujah. Inexcusable. Yeah, we know better than the heathen. We just don't always do better. Thank you, Lord. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Well, well. Hallelujah. We do. Hallelujah. He's given us a place here to assemble together. Hallelujah. Eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to perceive. A place of worship. Hallelujah. Tabernacle and an altar. Praise the Lord. Access by faith. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and the forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. All right. That's always the call concerning the word of God. He's calling us back to himself, turning from our ways and turning to him. Hopefully we hear it that way. Hopefully our meditation won't be on something else. You know, we think about the Lord and the things that were preached, but you know, these other things take preeminence over them for right now. You know, we got all these termites to deal with. Huh? Or we got to work in the radio room. You know, if somebody can come do it, it wouldn't bother me, but I got to do it. Huh? Don't I do good? Hallelujah. God gave me grace to do it. Hallelujah. But Kurt understands that, you know, if he didn't show up, the work would still be done. Hopefully we all know that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's God's blessing to give us the privilege. But yeah, and we act like he's... you know, taking something from us. Thank you, Lord. It's our privilege. Amen. Absolutely. Let's count it as a privilege. Yes. All right. Praise not some old burden that we don't want. Huh? Hallelujah. I go to the tabernacle twice a day. Shh. Glory. I'm going to modify that. Yeah, I'm going to do it according to my schedule. This is not what we say. It's what we do. See that? Yeah, We ain't going to call God a liar. We're just going to call him a liar. You understand? Hallelujah. We're going to sing the song, All to Him I Owe, but we ain't going to give it up. Hey, praise the Lord. None but thee, Lord, none but thee, but we're going to seek our own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I received the answer from the Lord. You know, I still see the things, you know. See? I still see them, but God said, thank you, not strange. That's what I'm going to do. Y'all understand? I'm going to think it not strange. Huh? These things must need be. Huh? We need the heresies. Absolutely. And all the other things. I thank God he's chosen us for the good part. Won't be taken away from us. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. All right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord bless you, saints. Ain't God good? Here is Char's address. Someone asked for it, so I thought I'd put it here. Thank you, Lord. Jesus on the main line. Hallelujah. We can reach him, you know. Yeah, we can get to Jesus anytime. Hallelujah. Yeah, he'll hear you. Yeah. He'll answer by and by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Ed was going to pray for us, I suppose. Thank Eric. All hearts and minds clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Driver. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I guess we'll have to do like the teachers did Rhodes. They put the rowdy ones with her. So they maybe settle them down a little bit. I have to get you over there with Edie, Driver. How about that? Brother David to reserve. Huh? You know, so Edie can slap you once you raise her head. Come on, Brother Driver. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wow, bless the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Pastor Rice, preach the word.
Hallelujah.
In season, out of season. Rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering. Father God, thank you, Lord God, that you sent the preacher. You're doing right. You're doing right. Father God, you know, when we were in the military, Lord, whenever we would address our commanders, in writing especially, there was always a rule we'd be followed. It was bottom line up front. So I'm just going to give you, Lord God, the bottom line up front in my prayer today. Father, restore.
Hallelujah.
Lord, restore the church, Lord, because no matter what we think and what we say or what we act like, we have fallen by our iniquity. And so, Lord God, we need to take with us words.
Amen, amen.
And we need to say to you, take away all iniquity,
take away,
Lord,
all iniquity.
And receive us graciously.
Yes, Lord.
And so shall we render the calves
the
of our
calves
lips.
Our lips, oh God.
Our lips.
Our lips, oh God.
Our lips.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, the things that we are being exhorted, reproved, rebuffed, rebuked for, these things years ago was just basic beginning Christianity. These were considered minimal things. To praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To thank him.
Hallelujah.
To glorify him, to seek to live, to exalt his name.
Hallelujah.
To love one another, to live in peace, to be excited about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
These were just the minimal things. That wasn't considered great things. That was the minimum. Today, think it not strange.
Amen. Amen.
It's been totally reversed. We think that to do something as minor, as minimal, just to even give you praise, we think we're doing a great thing.
Hallelujah.
We think that's some great sacrifice on our part, that you should just be all that, Lord God, for us to be to stop and to listen to the preaching and to purpose to do it, to praise you, to thank you, to honor you. We think that's just some great thing.
Hallelujah.
My God, to show up to the tabernacle, to sit where I'm supposed to sit, to not disrespect the preacher, to love and respect each other. That's
Hallelujah. Some
great thing. That's just, hey, that's 101.
Amen, brother.
Of course, all of these things, Father God, has to come by being renewed in the spirit of our minds. These things have to come by having a heart that's been transformed and a mind that's been transformed. So, Lord God, that's why I ask you right up front, Lord, restore. Because we have gone backwards. These things that we are being exhorted to do are just the very basics of Christianity. For we ought to be far past these things.
Hallelujah.
Far past. Oh, Father, have mercy upon
us, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Father God, the only consolation I get, Lord God, is that your word tells us that you will build your church.
Yes, Lord.
You knew all these things.
Absolutely.
That's why you don't think it's strange. Or else you, but prophet used to tell us the knowing the terror of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, I can see you looking at us and going, this is my people. And I'm right about to come. And this is how my people are behaving themselves. Oh, God has terror.
Hallelujah.
But Lord God, you did say you would build your church.
Thank you, Lord.
And you say you will build it in such a way that the gates of hell is not going to prevail against it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that's the very purpose. I know that you have always someone in our midst that you have put your spirit in and the grace upon that's going to preach the truth and is not going to back up. And they're going to stand and they're going to believe you no matter what it looks like. Father God, you also have a people that are going to believe you.
Yes, Lord. Absolutely.
No matter what it looks like.
Hallelujah.
Father God, it's not our boast, but yes, it's our testimony. We are that people.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to believe you, Lord, no matter what it looks like. We're going to believe you. We have no other choice. Faith is an act of desperation.
Hallelujah.
We have nothing else to turn to now. And all the lies, all the spirits, the vibes that try to get us to move away from our God, we resist it.
Hallelujah.
We resist it with everything in us. And because we resist it, we're treated as though we're strange.
Hallelujah.
We're not strange. We're peculiar.
Hallelujah.
Get the words right.
Thank you, Lord.
And no, we don't need your address. You need our address.
Thank you, Lord.
12680 Augusta Highway.
Thank you, Lord.
If that's where you were brought, that's the address you need. I don't want your address.
Thank you, Lord.
I've had your address before. That's the one he took me out of. You know, God, you already know this, Lord. There's always, oh man, the mindset of God's people that have drawn back without even realizing what they're doing. They're always trying to do something to draw you back, to get you to go back.
Amen, amen, amen.
All the while thinking they're doing God a service. You call your mama? You call your kids? No! No, I don't have nothing to chit-chat with about my earthly family.
Hallelujah.
I'm on my way to the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My mama don't have nothing to talk to me about that's going to encourage me to have faith in my God.
Hallelujah.
I don't give a damn about where you're going, what basketball team won the championship, or what. I don't care.
Hallelujah.
What my nephew done, I don't care. The only thing I care about is what the Lord God has called me to care about.
Hallelujah.
And that's my soul. That's seeing him when he comes, being ready for him when he comes. Because he is coming.
Glory.
So we're doing a great work and we're not coming down.
Come down. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And we should not, we should be the last people on earth sitting around with sorry looks.
Amen, brother.
On our faces. If we realize the depths of depravity that God has brought us from.
Hallelujah.
And if we realize the abominations that are committed among us every day.
Hallelujah.
That God, because of his great love for us, has said, blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
Amen.
We are the people.
Hallelujah.
If he was to impute our iniquity to us,
we wouldn't stand.
Oh, Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
So, Lord, I don't want to wait. I don't want you to have to turn me over to the heathen for me to come to myself. I want to come to myself now.
Hallelujah.
And I want to realize what you've done for me, and I want to serve you with joy and gladness now.
Hallelujah.
Not when somebody's beating me in the back with a steel pipe and kicking me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I haven't had water to drink in 2 days.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to serve you like that. Because that's what you promised to those who refuse to serve you now in joy and gladness.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what you promised then. That's how you're going to serve them. Because you wouldn't give them glory and joy and gladness now. Hell, Edie ain't going to bother me. Hell, I'll just out shout her.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Come on,
Hallelujah.
Edie.
Hallelujah.
Come on with it. Let's go. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I'm telling you, Lord God. Oh, I know. I'm a wretch, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In desperate need of your mercy.
We need mercy,
and
Lord.
I see it every single day. So much mercy. So much mercy. So much grace. My God, I wonder how you even do it, Lord. Only because you're God. Only because your mercy endured forever, and it endures.
Amen.
We make sure of that.
Hallelujah.
It endures. So, Father God, thank you for the words of life, Lord. This is not optional.
Thank you, Lord.
That's our problem. We think this is optional. I can take it or leave it, but because I'm here, I'm going in. Like hell. He proved it to us all the time.
Hallelujah.
We are here to serve you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're here to prove to us, the angels in heaven and this world, that the Lord, he is God. That's what we're here for.
Hallelujah.
We are they who God has taken out. We are brands plucked from the fire. We are just as filthy and guilty in our flesh as the world is.
Yes, Lord.
We're guilty of every abomination.
Yes, Lord.
Every creepy thing.
True, Lord.
And that's all the pastor does.
True, Lord.
He digs through the wall, and he sees, oh, my God. He said, and he says, God, okay. He has to say, think it not strange.
Amen.
When he see all the creepy things and all the abominations that's on the walls of our imagination and our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
And our minds. Yes, Lord. And then he sees that. He has to go, no, think it not strange. He has to do like Paul. He has to say, I believe God.
Hallelujah.
He has to stand up and say, you should have hearkened unto me.
Thank you, Lord.
You should have hearkened unto me. You should have stayed in the ship. But I believe God. It shall be as he spoke, as he told me.
Amen, brother.
Yes, Lord. So help us to stay in the ship, Lord. The fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Which goes far beyond just sitting our dirty butts on these seats.
Hallelujah.
The fellowship, Lord God. Help us to realize the depths and the amount of grace it took to have us sitting in these seats right here. And what an opportunity it is to give you glory by the way we deal one with another.
Hallelujah.
And by the way we serve our God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
What a privilege. What a privilege. Father, we bless you for these things. Ask you to just do what only you can do. And restore, Lord. Restore. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. Hallelujah. All right. So, thank you, not strange. This is the warfare. That's the answer I got. So I'm going to endeavor to do that. All right. Maranatha, saints. Lord love you, and so do I. He's coming soon. Hallelujah.